This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It is a convention like no other. No crowds, no fanfare, no noisemakers. A virtual Democratic convention. And it opened up last night after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, eliminating the in-person gathering plan for Milwaukee, Wisconsin. With more, Mike Gracia from Associated Press.
All for Unity themed the opening night of the Democratic National Convention. Among the speakers in the all-virtual affair was former Ohio Governor John Kasich.
I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic nomination again this year.
We need Joe Biden as our next president.
The final speaker of the night was former First Lady Michelle Obama.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
The convention continues nightly through Thursday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Democratic Party's proposed platform criticizes China's trade practices, proposes less spending on national defense, and opposes forever wars as it seeks to lay out the party's foreign policy goals and highlighting differences with President Donald Trump. The 80-page platform, which is to be adopted at the Democratic convention this week, is largely symbolic because the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden does not have to endorse its positions. However, the platform provides an official outline of the party's vision and policy priorities. The president, President Trump, will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the political conventions and the campaign for president, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than a dozen rockets struck Kabul on Tuesday, wounding at least 10 people, including children, prompting some foreign embassies to order a lockdown. Francis McGuire reports.
This was the moment a rocket struck the Afghan capital, Kabul, one of more than a dozen to hit the city Tuesday. Officials said at least 10 people, including children, were wounded, and foreign embassies went into lockdown when the attack took place. Just hours before, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani had attended an event in Kabul to celebrate the country's Independence Day. The attack also comes at a politically sensitive time for Afghanistan. The US is encouraging peace talks between the government and Taliban insurgents, while also preparing to withdraw the last troops to end almost 19 years of war.
That was Francis McGuire reporting. Witnesses report gunfire at a military camp outside of Mali's capital and what a local embassy described as a possible mutiny against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says gunshots were heard Tuesday about 15 kilometers northwest of Bamako. A group of soldiers were later seen headed toward the capital. Opposition supporters have held several large protests in recent months, calling for President Keita's resignation. The head of the U.S. Postal Service will testify on Friday before the Republican-led Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, a panel spokesman confirmed on Tuesday. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy faces bipartisan criticism, asserting he has made changes that have slowed mail deliveries just months before the November 3rd presidential election. Before leaving on his Midwestern campaign swing, President Trump told reporters on Monday,
"We have to be very careful with this universal mail-in ballot. Absentee ballots are great. They've worked for a long time, and I totally endorse absentee ballots. Thank you very much."
It is prudent to point out that absentee ballots are mailed in the exact same way that the proposed mail-in ballots will be. The Postmaster General, who took control of the agency in June, previously agreed to testify next Monday before the Democrat-led House Oversight Committee. U.S. President Donald Trump pardoned women's suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony, who was convicted of voting illegally in 1872. Speaking Tuesday at a White House event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave U.S. women the right to vote, President Trump said he would sign a full and complete pardon for Anthony. She was a leading activist in the U.S. suffrage movement, and she voted for the first time in 1872. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.